The trade deadline is less than 26 hours away. What would you like to see the Orioles do? What do you think the Orioles are going to do? Do you think they'll make a buy kind of trade to go get a controllable pitcher? Also, Ravens training camp is going on, so we'll call. You can call about the Ravens as well. 410-583-1057. Let's get things started with Joe in Ellicott City. Joe, you're on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Hey there.
Not much, man. I mean, there's two separate questions. What do I want them to do and think they're going to do? I think I'd love them to, you know, not be afraid to go after a controlled pitcher, like a guy for like Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, somebody like along those lines. I know he's having a down year, but
it's been great his last couple starts. Yeah,
but it wouldn't be like, I don't think there should be guys, not even just prospects, but like there's certain guys like that have upside that I'm not a big believer in. I hate to say, like, Colton Cowser. I'm not a bigger believer in, like, you know, Kobe Mayo. I just think there's guys like that that you shouldn't be afraid to trade. I think they will never trade those guys because they just stick to their guns. So I think they're probably going to trade the more expendable players. And at the least, I think if they do that, they need to have some sort of top-line talent that they can develop in the farm system because they just don't have that. And they didn't have it coming into this year, so they need to get some sort of farm system back where they have top-line pitching. I don't know if that's possible with the guys that they want to trade, but that's what I think they're probably going to end up doing.
Appreciate the call. By the way, he brings up a name. Like, if they traded Colton Cowser to get a in a buy kind of move for pitching, I'm not saying he's getting it done by himself, but I know where Jason is on this, but I'm not opposed to trading Colton Cowser if you're going to get a controllable pitcher.
I would be shopping Colton Cowser. I mean, I would have been, I'd be marketing Colton Cowser.
Well, show video of that throw today.
And it was an awesome throw. Yeah. Well, it goes back to the point, like, you should be listening to pretty much everybody on this roster. Like, there aren't many untouchables on this roster.
Let me ask you guys a question. Are they closer to being the Tampa Bay Rays or the New York Yankees?
The Rays.
And the Rays are a draft developed player development team.
Yes. And they also weren't afraid to trade guys.
Let me keep going. They're talking about trading Josh Lowe because they believe they can actually continue to develop players and good value for Josh Lowe. But here we're being sold an alleged core of untouchables. How can that be? Those guys have done more than these guys.
Yep. But I also hate the and John would always bring up the Rays and the like. No, you're a bigger market than Rays. Your salary that you're able to dole out should be a heck of a lot more than the Rays.
But his point is that, like,
in terms of the draft development, I know, and I'm just,
if you're good at what you do, you wouldn't be like, oh, this guy's untouchable, that guy's untouchable, that like Heston Kerstad was untouchable forever, and Mayo was untouchable forever. What is that crap? If you're good at your job, you're trying to do as much as possible. You're not limiting the scope of what you're willing to listen to. Because all your prospects are going to hit? Yeah. Stop. That's Little League stuff.
410-583-1057. Pete is in Timonium. Pete, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, you already took my thunder on Cowser. I can't even. It's just unbelievable that he's still heralded the way he is.
Yeah.
But he's got his own section, Pete.
Boy, oh boy. He's a cult hero.
The other question I had for today was, I assume Laureano's not injured, right?
No, he pinch hit in the game today, and he should have drawn a walk to tie the game.
I know he pinch hit. How did he not start?
Manzolino said they were giving him a day off.
Start Laureano every day.
Well, I mean, it may be a moot point here.
Yeah.
26 hours.
They said they were giving him an off day.
Yeah, I mean,
guys get off days.
I just had a doubleheader yesterday.
Yeah.
Eugenio Suarez got hit by a pitch the other day, right?
Yeah, he doubled today.
I know. No, he came back, but like look, the season's over, and he's not a developmental guy long term. I don't think.
No, he's what? I would love for everybody to play every game, but that's not the way baseball works. And like, very rarely do guys play. Like, the days of Cal Ripken, and he was an anomaly because he did it every year.
Yeah.
But you would have guys that played 160 games. That doesn't exist anymore.
Pretty rare. Some people are still doing it, but not many.
Let's go back out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Reggie's in Tacoma Park. He wants to talk some Ravens. Reggie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I'm actually a recent big Orioles fan, and it's been a roller coaster emotionally, as you know. But I don't know enough about baseball to talk about it. But go O's. Yeah, I haven't heard any too much talk about Keaton Mitchell, guys. Can you give me some insight? And I'll take the. Anything you want to say off the air?
Yeah, Reggie, I'll tell you, he looks like he's got his burst back. But as Todd Monken pointed out the other day, you've got Derrick Henry here now, who was not here 2 years ago when Keaton Mitchell burst on the scene. And Justice Hill's a very valuable player for them. So he's sort of got to get in where he fits in because he's the third running back.
And also, remember, even during 2023, this guy was never getting double-digit carries.
We were putting in every six-pack.
Yeah, we were saying he's going to be more of a...
catch a few more screen passes, whatever.
Even if he gets, a handful of touches a game, and that could be catches as well, because I'm with you, Cam. Monday being out there... The explosiveness is back. The agility for Keaton Mitchell is back.
It's not even about Derrick Henry. It's about he has the skill set of a third down back. They don't trust him in pass protection. Yes. And guess what? The guy who's in front of him is the third down back. He's not only is a demon in pass protection, but once Monk got here and they actually embraced the screen game and horizontal passes, he's really good on third down too. So that's the deal. Now, can he get more stuck in? What does that look like in the preseason? He's not going to get, much bigger. But I think the other side of the coin where they need to tap into more in the interim between maybe he becomes a third down back because he does get better in pass pro is special teams. In the interim,
he's probably going to be their kickoff returner.
I hope so.
He was last year when he wasn't even right for a lot of the season. By the way, Justice Hill's not only really good at pass, but he's their best pass protection guy.
He's a demon.
Remember Kansas City where he was on like left tackle. It was like he held his own. Yeah. Let's go to Jay in Baltimore. Jay, you're on the fan.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I think for the Orioles, just trade everybody. Trade them all. You already got to get
start
a new
over.
Manager. You might as well. You're already getting a new manager. So he's going to have his own little tweets and his quirks and the type of player he likes. So why not go ahead and get as much draft picks as you can and players just see what
you can't trade for draft picks, Jay, except for the comp ones.
Can't do that now.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Like Buzz Williams when Willard left. Everybody left. You started over. What's the Orioles NIL situation?
Well, it would have been interesting, again, if he blew out the front office when he blew out the skipper and you brought somebody else in. I think, again, you wouldn't be hearing talk about the untouchables and how great our core is and all this mumbo jumbo. No, you would have been scouring the market to find out what every other organization felt about your players. And then you'd be taking that back to ownership and saying, I think this one we got to act on, boss. I think it'd be a bad time to sell this guy, but I think we got to sell that guy. They did none of that. By their own admission, they did none of that. They abstained from the whole process that should have been going on. And if you don't believe us, you can go back into the Odyssey app or Spotify or whatever and find our interviews with Jim Bowden, find our interviews with Duquette, find our interviews with O'Dowd. And instead, they're both siding it until the very end. Oh, I don't know if we need to sell. Okay.
Trade deadline is tomorrow at 6 p.m. You'll want to tune into Inside Access tomorrow because when things happen, we will be on top of it. But coming up next, part of our BBT crew, Ryan Ripken. What's he think about what the Orioles are going to do in the next 24-plus hours? Ryan joins us next here on The Fan.